Willie Jackson's with us for a kōrero today. Thanks for joining us, Willie. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. Morena.
First and foremost, another heavy weather bomb for Te Rāwhiti, Here Tonga, and still a lot of nervousness there. You were on the coast for Te Herewini's investiture over the weekend. It's an area that doesn't get the attention it needs, but at this stage, I guess, a reminder that our whānau Māori are resilient in the way that they've swung the doors of our marae open, again, reminds us of a role we play in these civil defence times and emergencies. Some thoughts, firstly, about the coast and whether or not they're well served by this government, and Highway 35 has been an issue for, well, feels like decades, Willie.
Yeah, well, we were told we were lucky to get up there on Saturday morning. I went down Friday. We stayed in Gizzy and then went up Saturday because they said that the weather was pretty bad the previous 2 days. But we actually had a very good day for Samoa, and so we got through fine and got back to Gizzy fine too. But you can see it, you know, when as you drive up, you know, with the levels of the rivers and all that can come up at the drop of a hat, and it's a sad time down there. I get very aroha for them. We hear about the fishermen being recovered and the bodies being recovered. So terrible time. And so the government's just got to build on the work that we've done and the relationship. I know it's not easy. We know it's not easy because there's a limited aperture, but, you know, they have to just get stuck in there, work with the local MPs. Both MPs have to work together, Dana Kirkpatrick. He's a pretty nice person down there. I met Dana, and she works in well with our lady, Kushla, who knows everyone on the coast, and particularly the Māori communities, and gets stuck in and give the support to an area that needs support, particularly now. So it's a really tough time.
Tēnā koe, Willie. There's a lot going on. Boot camps, to start with. You've worked a lot with young people, and this is seen as a way to modify their behaviour. There's some appalling attacks, including just recently in Papatoetua, not far from where you and I live, and, you know, 15 and 16-year-olds in there using a hammer on a poor bloke who's just trying to, you know, manage his shop. So we've got some craziness out there. Are boot camps the answer?
Yeah, it's craziness, all right. It's been like that for some time, and but we don't want to match it with craziness from the government, you know. They got to think this through. They can't just go, oh, we've got boot camps, oh, we'll take the patches off them, all this. So these kids don't have patches, you know. These kids are the result of what's been happening, sadly, in society. It makes me so angry too. But we need cool heads now. We can't just think, right, we'll go out and arrest 10 and 11, 12-year-olds and, you know, come in with no warrants and all this sort of stuff. It just requires cool heads. We have to hit them where it hurts. I think we were I'm not saying we had all the answers, but I think we were on the right track. You got to balance that with rehab programs. But, you know, does there have to be a hard stance? Absolutely. You know, we're not saying that there shouldn't be, but it's how you apply where you apply that pressure in terms of these guys. You know, we were taking cars and we were confiscating from the gangs. You know, you've got to hit them where it hurts, you know. I'm not sure that you're just knocking off patches is the way to go. You've got to get to their assets and to areas like that and be innovative about this. It's not easy. Boot camps, though, has been proven for some time. That's not the answer. That's a very simplistic way of looking at things, but that's sums this government up at the moment. So they've got no idea. You've seen that with the cancer stuff, the way they handed the cancer, the cancer fiasco, and I'm really pleased, we're really pleased that New Zealanders are going to get some relief, but it was such a stuff up that they were pressured, they were shamed into coming up with some answers, and now they've come up with some answers, and good that Kiwis are going to benefit, but it's not a thought out strategy. at all, and there's still Kiwis who are missing out because they never thought it out, they never strategized it properly. They've just thrown everything into one heap now because they got so nerve, they got so scared into giving a response by the Malcolm Mulhollands, and good on him, and Kiwis who are fighting for, who've been fighting for their lives, Dale.
Yeah, tēnā koe, Willie. A lot of these kids who are, going crazy with ram raids and the like, I'm assuming many would come from dysfunctional families, not all of them, and many of them would have had plenty of interactions with the corrections system. As a former Minister of Māori Development, we know that the final report has been furnished by the Royal Inquiry into abuses in state and faith-based care. The Governor-General has received that report. I think it's being spread more widely around through the Parliament now. But a lot of these kids I'm picking would have connections to those who were affected by the deplorable way that many were treated in those institutions over the decades. Are you pleased that that report has finally been put together? It's a lengthy one. And, of course, it was a Labor government that advanced the kaupapa 5 years ago anyway to get it underway. Satisfying for you that that report's now been tabled?
A lot of work gone in there, you know, driven by our former Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. I can recall so many of the early meetings. Tragic the way some of our kids have been brought up. You know, we've seen so many examples of that. So let's hope that some good can come from this, so we can learn from the past. Because what we do now is really, really important. That's why the relationships with Oranga Tamariki are so important. So it's important they get their strategy right, that they understand their past, their history, in terms of particularly relationships with Māori, with these kids, that every move is thought out. And that's my worry with Karen Chaw and Oranga Tamariki at the moment. Don't get me wrong, I think she's very well intentioned. She's had a very sad upbringing too, and I think she means well, but she's not listening to some of the expert opinions with regards to some of these kids and how they're placed into families. You know, she's going on stories she's heard rather than empirical evidence. You know, and I think what happens in the next few months in that relationship is incredibly important with how they set up their relationships with community organisations, Māori organisations, because, you know, they set the base. The base is set by them, particularly with our kids and their futures. And if it's not set right at the start, then you get the consequences which we've had to deal with over the last few years. That'll continue if we don't get the strategy right now, Dale.
Tēnā koe. One contributor to that report is a colleague of ours, an esteemed colleague too, and tomorrow he gets welcomed into a new mahi. This is Bernie O'Donnell I'm talking about, long-time friend and colleague. He's worked very closely with you over the years, Willie, as the latest chair of MUMA and of our kura, and I think he was also chairing your electorate committee as well. So he's had a lot to do with us over the years, and now Bernie's taking up a role as the GM Māori Relationships at New Plymouth District Council. It's been quite a ride, hasn't it, for our brother? And no doubt you'll be there as part of the pōri pōpō to welcome him to his new mahi. But it's a substantial move for him, and one that should pay dividends, hopefully, in Māori and Māori relationships in and around Taranaki.
Yeah, we're all very proud of him. Very proud of him. He, he came from the toughest of upbringings. You know, being part of the system that we've just talked about. You know, went from family to family. It's just terrible, Bernie's upbringing. And he's an example. You know, to others that you can rise above that type of upbringing and become a such a huge contributor and leader in his own right in terms of Te Ao Māori. He's just done so well. I'm so proud of him. He's with Mātāwai too. You know, he's a chair of that, co-chair of that with they could gain. And so tomorrow it'll be a good morning. I'm shooting up there tomorrow morning, flying up there to New Plymouth to participate in his entry into his bay. As I said, couldn't be proud of all the work he's done for us. But, you know, Bernie was been part of my life, as I said, in his farewell for 45 years. You know, we were in the freezing works together, you know, just labouring on the chains and that. And he supported me when I first went to become a union official. He's the guy who nominated me. So there you go, Dale. You can blame everything on Bernie O'Donnell because he was there right at the start supporting me, and that support has never wavered over the years. So, we go way back in terms of our personal relationship, families, and sad that he's leaving, but I'm really, really happy and proud of him in terms of him and his new job, new employment, and of course, him and Kura going back home. So, looking forward to that tomorrow morning.
That'll be a special day. Thanks very much, Willie. Good talking with you.
Okay.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thank you. Bye. This is Pākehi Waha.